From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Tuesday the U.S. military probably played a role in an airstrike in the contested city of Mosul, March 17, that killed dozens of civilians. But he said there are reports the blast could also have been caused by an Islamic State bomb. The general said that civilians may have been gathered together by the city's Islamic State defenders so the U.S. could be blamed for their deaths or to use them as human shields. He said the munitions used would not have caused entire buildings to collapse. Townsend said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to gather further information. U.N. Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville Tuesday said exposing civilians to possible harm is a tactic often used by Islamic State known as ISIL.
Bodies continue to be found in buildings where civilians were reportedly held by ISIL as human shields. And were subsequently killed by airstrikes conducted by Iraqi security forces and the international coalition forces, as well as by improvised explosive devices allegedly planted in the same buildings by ISIL.
The UN said more than 300 people were killed in Mosul between February 17 and March 23rd. An Ivorian court Tuesday cleared former First Lady Simone Gbagbo of crimes against humanity and war crimes for her role in the 2011 civil war that left some 3,000 dead.
C'est leur sentiment, c'est leur émotion.
Public prosecutor Ali Yo said there was a sense in the court that it's time for reconciliation. Simone Gbagbo was convicted 2 years ago of offenses against the state and sentenced to 20 years in prison. That sentence was upheld on appeal. Her husband, former President Laurent Gbagbo, is standing trial before the International Criminal Court at The Hague on similar war crimes charges. This is VOA News.